To commemorate Citizenship Day, the city of St. Petersburg held a press conference Monday morning with Mayor Rick Kreisman to highlight findings of the first annual NAE Cities Index, a new national assessment that shows how effectively cities are integrating immigrants.
You know, we in St. Pete have always prided ourselves on being a welcoming and inclusive community. And so for the new American economy to recognize us for our policies that encourage immigrants to come here, become a part of our community, become entrepreneurs in our community, and recognize us as 13th in the nation is something we're very proud of.
My name is Rolly Morante. I'm here on behalf of the new American economy. Today, this morning, we're celebrating across the nation National Constitution Citizenship Day, and we're having 30 press events around the United States. There was one in Miami earlier today at 10 in the morning. The Partnership for a New American Economy is a coalition of business leaders and mayors launched to influence public opinion and policymakers towards comprehensive immigration reform. The co-chairs of the Partnership for a New American Economy are Mark Hurd, Chairman of CEO of Hewlett-Packard, Robert Eager, President and CEO of Walt Disney World, J.W. Marriott, Chairman and CEO of Marriott International, Jim McKerney, Chairman, President and CEO of Boeing, Rupert Murdoch, Chairman, CEO, Founder, News Corporation. Julian Castro, Mayor of San Antonio. Michael Bloomberg, former Mayor of New York City. Michael Nutter, Mayor of Philadelphia. And Antonio Villagarosa, Mayor of Los Angeles. This morning, we are here to commemorate Constitution and Citizenship Day, September 17, 2018. Today, we're in the city of St. Petersburg with the Mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Kreisman, to highlight the findings of the first annual NAE Cities Index, a new national assessment that shows how effectively cities are integrating immigrants. The NAE Cities Index examines 31 different policies and practices, as well as 20 different socioeconomic outcomes to assess cities on their work to integrate newcomers. In categories include government leadership, economic empowerment, inclusivity, community and legal support, as well as job opportunities, economic prosperity, livability, and civic participation. Participants in the press conference will be discussing their perspective on St. Petersburg integration landscape, as well as the contributions of immigrants to the local community. This is the first year of the NAE Cities Index, but it will be updated each year, giving cities an opportunity to improve and track their progress. In the state of Florida, five cities were listed, with St. Petersburg actually being number one in the state of Florida and number 13 nationally. And I will let the mayor later on talk about all the amazing home cooking you got going here, including the weather. This is fantastic. Miami, where I hail from, is number 29. Orlando's 42. Jacksonville's 46. And the city of Hialeah is number 79. Before I introduce the mayor, I would also like to publicly thank Kevin King, your chief of staff, and Benjamin Kirby, your communications director, for their outstanding assistance in making this event today a reality. At this time, it is my honor and privilege to introduce the mayor of the great city of St. Petersburg, the Honorable Rick Kreisman, an amazing pro-business, progressive mayor who's been a champion for small business owners, entrepreneurs, artists, and main streets, and you just see it. I flew in last night, and it was a very vibrant experience to be in this city that I consider like on the up. It's amazing what you got going here. Mayor Kreisman, the new American economy is very proud to be in your city on National Constitution and Citizenship Day and celebrate St. Petersburg's number 13 ranking in the NAE Cities Index. Thank you, Mayor.
Well, good morning, everyone. My thanks to the team at the New American Economy for highlighting how vital smart immigration policy is to our local economy here in St. Pete and throughout America. And I also want to thank my Deputy Mayor, Dr. Kanika Tomlin, Jason Mathis of the Downtown Partnership, and J.P. Dubuque of our EDC for being here with us today. There is no denying the data. Immigrants power our economy, and we are stronger because of them. We have worked hard these past few years to create a climate in St. Petersburg where the sun shines on all and where opportunity is abundant. And you can see and feel the change. All you have to do is walk down Central Avenue. Now, Bisburg recently featured one of our new businesses on Central Avenue, Pinwalk Bowl. Sam Ranachain, who owns Pinwalk Bowl with her husband Roger, couldn't be here today, but they represent the international flavor of our city. Now, Sam moved here from Thailand just 10 years ago, and she's living the American dream, making people happy with good food and making St. Petersburg a better city. Now, this young woman is the face of entrepreneurship in America, and there are many others like her here in St. Petersburg. But we should be making it even easier for individuals like her to get businesses going. We should grant startup visas to foreign-born entrepreneurs who have the ideas and the capital. And we should ensure the international students coming out of our colleges stay right here. These are the very students still skilled in the STEM fields that we desire here in St. Petersburg. They are the young people we want populating the innovation district that Deputy Mayor Tomlin has spearheaded several years ago. We can't afford to lose this kind of talent. This is the kind of talent that helps businesses thrive here and makes businesses come here, right, JP?
Exactly.
Diversity is a strength. About a year ago, we joined with Tampa and made a bid for Amazon's HQ2. Now, it was a long shot, especially given our mass transit challenges. But I felt we had one advantage, and that was our inclusive practices, our celebration of diversity, and our furtherance of the American ideal of opportunity. And the ranking we received today is a reflection of that. And while a number 13 ranking is impressive, I, of course, want us to be number one. And we're going to keep working on that. And so I thank you all for being here, and I thank the new economy for the new American economy for recognizing us today and for everything that you're doing around the country. Thank you all so much.
A press conference on City Hall steps Monday morning in St. Petersburg, highlighting the city's ranking in New National Integration Index. Audio from the City of St. Petersburg. Event coverage on RadioSt.